catch me around here, but
listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This hour, Susan Smith speaking at her parole hearing 30 years after being convicted of murdering her two young children.
I know that what I did was horrible.
Smith serving a life sentence for rolling her car into a lake with her toddler and infant inside and asking the parole board for mercy. Venezuelan Jose Ibarra to be sentenced shortly after a guilty verdict on all 10 counts in the Lake and Riley murder trial. Riley killed while jogging near University of Georgia. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
Not much of a surprise there, especially when you look at the evidence that the prosecution put forward in terms of forensic evidence, circumstantial evidence, digital forensic evidence, the cell phone, the fingerprint, the DNA under the victim's fingernails.
At the United Nations today, the U.S. vetoing a Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza because it failed to include a requirement for Hamas to release its hostages. Escalation, President Biden agreeing to supply Ukraine with anti-personnel mines. This is ABC News. Some social media influencers are suggesting people stock up on products before President-elect Trump takes office and imposes tariffs.
I just restocked all of my K-beauty J Beauty makeup.
TikTokers are warning their followers of possible price hikes for favorite products.
I have enough soap already to get me through the next administration.
Trump has vowed to impose up to 20% tariffs on all products coming into the U.S. and 60% on goods from China. Big retailers like Walmart and Lowe's are now warning those higher import costs could force them to raise prices for customers.
ABC's Elizabeth Schilsey. Economists say tariff-triggered price hikes wouldn't take effect until late next year or in early 2026. A consumer alert about Tom's of Maine toothpaste. The FDA says it found those products were made with water containing bacteria. The company says it's working with the FDA. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
No, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A raw November day today with increasing clouds. It'll be breezy and cold with a few scattered snow showers, a high of 37. For tonight, scattered snow showers around in the evening hours, otherwise mostly cloudy, blustery, with lows in the upper 20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. The Department of Public Instruction has released the 2023-2024 school report cards. Ted Allen has more.
Results announced Tuesday show about 84% of public K-12 schools met or exceeded DPI expectations. That's a 1% increase from 2022-23. Changes in calculating the grades included changes to how DPI grades students' results on the annual forward exam test and lowered cutoffs for reading and math proficiency. Federal and state law requires DPI to publish school and district report cards every year.
Racine State Representative Greta Neubauer will continue to be the Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader. She was unanimously elected on Tuesday. Neubauer has led Assembly Democrats since 2021. The Democratic caucus gained 10 seats in the fall election after revised state electoral maps gave Democrats a better chance to compete for seats. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Tax season is just around the corner.
Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center Durand, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand and Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has released its updated school report cards. The annual report cards show statistics in areas of achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and graduation tracks for more than 1,900 public and over 400 private schools across the state. Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi, and Pepin schools all met expectations, while Alma and Plum City schools exceeded expectations. Pepin had the highest graduation rate at 90%. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. The agenda includes approval of a new district vehicle, consideration of a FEMA BRIC grant application, and an update on the proposed district-operated early learning child care center. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. A man shot by Eau Claire police in 2022 is suing the city for damages, claiming officer negligence and a lack of training led to the incident. Clayton Livingston is seeking compensation for pain, medical costs, and lost earnings after being wounded during a confrontation where officers said he pointed a gun at them. In April, the Eau Claire City Council rejected his $4 million claim. Both the district attorney and police determined the officer's actions were justified. Livingston is due in court January on charges from that incident. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging hunters to keep safety in mind ahead of the state's gun deer season. The 9-day hunting period begins Saturday and runs through December 1st. The DNR is reminding hunters to follow the 4 Tab K gun safety rules. Treat every firearm as if it's loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and keep your finger outside of the trigger guard until you're ready to fire. Those who are out looking to harvest deer also need to make sure that at least 50% of their outer clothing above the waist is blaze orange or fluorescent pink. The same applies to hats or head coverings. Roundy's Supermarkets will pay more than $1 million to the state of Wisconsin for alleged package violations. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said during a 4-day period in January, inspectors looked at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores in several Wisconsin communities. During the survey, more than 1,200 products inspected were found to have a listed net weight that was unreasonably inaccurate, meaning consumers received less than what they paid for. The Department of Ag says products were found to be overpriced an average of $1.44 per item, with the largest error overpriced by $7.04. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare Your Way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a public hearing on the 2025 proposed city budget, discussion and approval of that budget, discussion and possible action on the purchase of Badger books, and reports by the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Police are charging a man with second-degree murder after a weekend standoff in Red Wing. 41-year-old Daryl Dion Nixon Jr. was arrested Sunday after several hours of negotiations by police. Investigators have found the body of a woman inside the home where the standoff took place. An autopsy was ordered, and police are releasing more information about the victim later today. Nixon's also expected to appear in court. Hipsch Laundry Company announced its acquisition by Syntys Corporation, finalized on November 14th. Customers are being assured that existing products, services, and pricing will remain unchanged, and current staff will continue with added support from Syntys employees. The deal marks a significant transition for the local business, with plans to maintain strong customer relationships. Both companies highlighted their commitment to a seamless transition. An ice cream recall from a Madison-based dairy is expanding. Babcock Dairy says it's still recalling its orange custard chocolate chip and chocolate peanut butter flavors after a labeling error, but now an additional batch of the product has been added. Ice cream produced either on September 17th or September 30th will also be accepted for a refund. The dairy says the mistake led to an inaccurate allergen information on labels. This fall's bear hunting season saw a harvest of about 4,200 bears in Wisconsin. That's an increase of more than 1,000 compared to last year. The Department of Natural Resources says more than 11,000 hunters purchased licenses this year through a lottery system. That's slightly fewer permits than normal, but the DNR says hunter success rates were higher. Proceeds from bear hunting license purchases will help fund research and management for the species. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
A new exhibit at UW-Eau Claire memorializes 40 Ukrainian students who lost their lives in the ongoing war. The Unissued Diplomas exhibit features photos and stories of the students written on diplomas in English and Ukrainian. Organized by Ukrainian international student Irina Levada, the exhibit aims to humanize the statistics of war casualties. It marked the 1,000th day since Russia's invasion and runs through November 26th at McIntyre Library. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikans.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A raw November day today with increasing clouds. It'll be breezy and cold with a few scattered snow showers, a high of 37. For tonight, scattered snow showers around in the evening hours, otherwise mostly cloudy, blustery, with lows in the upper 20s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Cam Jones tallied a triple-double, just the third in program history to lead 15th-ranked Marquette to a 76-58 win over number 6 Purdue. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jones had 13 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists. Purdue head coach Matt Painter.
When he came here, he wasn't that. You know, he came here as a shooter, and now he's a player. And he's really helping his, you know, his cause. But hats off to him. Like, you know, that's what it's about.
Stevie Mitchell had a career-high 21 for the Golden Eagles, who improved to 5-0 on the season. They ended Purdue's 39-game non-conference winning streak. UW-Milwaukee down Duquesne, 80-74. Green Bay over Southern Illinois Edwardsville, 82-57. NBA, the Bucks are back home to host the Bulls tonight at Fiserv. Last night, the Celtics handed the Cleveland Cavaliers their first loss of the season, 120-117. Cleveland dropping to 15-1 on the season. Brewers manager Pat Murphy is the National League Manager of the Year, securing 27 of 30 first-place votes in the process. He led the Brewers to a 93-59 record and won the National League Central. Murphy said it's weird, though, to get credit for something everybody had a hand in.
So I go back to my staff and say, yeah, I'm the guy, you know, like you work with these guys every day. And what you stand for is we don't get credit. You know, you put your head down and you open holes. That's what coaches do. You put your head down, you open holes. You're like offensive linemen. And that's what you do. You don't look for credit. And when you get the credit, you go, okay, great. But you know the truth behind it all.
It's the first Manager of the Year award for a Brewers skipper. As expected, Willie Adames will hit the open market. He declined the Brewers' qualifying offer for 1 year and $21 million. NFL, the Packers back in the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's NFC Conference matchup against the San Francisco 49ers. The Jets fired their general manager, Joe Douglas, yesterday. The move comes 6 weeks after head coach Robert Saleh was fired. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
A new crew chief for Nemechek and number for Gilliland. I'm Kyle Rickey. Those stories next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fix. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Legacy Motor Club is named Travis Mack as the new crew chief for John Hunter Nemechek next season on the team's number 42 car. Mack is a veteran in that role, working with Junior Motorsports, Trackhouse Racing, and Kaulig Racing, before most recently working as Kaulig's technical director. Mack replaces Ben Bayshore, who will remain as a crew chief with the team, but with the number 43 car and driver Eric Jones. And Todd Gilliland will move from the number 38 car to the number 34 at Front Row Motorsports next season and will be sponsored by Love's Travel Stop, the same company that sponsored his dad, Todd Gilliland, during his career, including the 2013 Daytona 500. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Wouldn't it be great if you could look at beautiful poinsettia plants all year long? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant wild poinsettias in your garden, and it'll be like Christmas in July as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Looking at all the poinsettia colors during the holidays. They certainly make a statement, and it's too bad that it takes a lot of effort to keep them growing and blooming. Christmas poinsettias are native to southern Mexico and have a tough time in northern climates. Julie Marcus is a senior horticulturist with the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas. She says wild poinsettias are native to the United States and grow over much of the country as a summer annual. It's not as showy as the Christmas poinsettia, but has green leaves or bracts with red coloring near the base of their leaves. The tiny flowers are small and clustered in the centers of the bracts.
It grows in the warmer climates here. It grows in full sun, but it also will tolerate light shade. It gets about 1 to 3 feet tall. You sow it from seed, and you would sow it once the soil has warmed up. So after all danger of frost, once it comes up and gets established, it reseeds readily.
Marcus says wild poinsettias don't do well in containers or like being inside. They thrive in open woods, floodplains, and disturbed areas. They also prefer to hang out in your garden as a mass bedding plant.
What we do here is we use it kind of what we call as a filler plant. So we sow it between our spring, summer perennials. I kind of move it around a little bit when it first comes up because it'll come up pretty thick.
Wild poinsettias provide habitat and nourishment for hummingbirds and a wide range of pollinators. Since the plant is self-seeding, you can collect them from the seed pods and save them for next year. Learn more about wild poinsettias and where you can buy the seeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% military discount on many items. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Corn and wheat mixed with soybeans lower. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now, Arlen Suderman from StoneX for market analysis. Arlen, looking at the trade outside of the escalation of tensions between Russia, Ukraine, and this potential China-Brazil trade deal announcement here today. Doesn't feel like there's much else driving the grain markets today.
Yeah, it's day 1001 since Russia invaded Ukraine. And on day 1000, Ukraine used a newly acquired freedom given to them by President Biden to use U.S. Long-range missiles to strike deep inside of Russia. Today, they used that broader permission that they've been getting from various Western countries to use British missiles to go into deep into Russia. And so we're seeing an escalation of the conflict right now as both sides clearly heard incoming President Trump, former President Trump, President-elect Trump, whatever you want to call him, say that he'll bring the war to an end within 24 hours. Not sure how he plans on doing that, but they're taking him at his word that there's going to be some type of an end in their positioning right now. That escalates. Even though we've heard talk of nuclear, the market's not worried about Russia shooting off a nuclear weapon upwind of Moscow, but they are concerned this could escalate to a point of impacting shipping to a greater extent. So we're adding some war risk premium to wheat prices and to some extent corn prices as well.
On that China-Brazil framework, we're still waiting on details there. I've largely felt that whatever announcement we get kind of is already known by the markets, I would say. We've known that the two countries have been working together for several years now. Do we anticipate any major impact with whatever this trade announcement looks like?
Over the years, we've had a lot of trade agreements with China that involve soybeans. And one thing that we noticed is, A, they seldom committed to more than what they were going to buy anyway. And two, the agreements usually lacked enough detail to really hold them accountable. I think it's more ceremonial than anything else, but it is symbolic of the changing relationship as they move more to dependency on commodities coming from Brazil. Well, Brazil increases its dependency on getting consumer goods from China. In fact, Chinese EVs, electric vehicles, are dominant now in Brazil in that market. And that's one of the chosen areas that China's really focused on for building its economy around going forward. So we do expect that agreement to be announced probably later today, but I don't think it's going to change what was already in process of that shift toward leaning on Brazil.
That's Arlen Suderman from StoneX on the American Ag Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. What will trade policy look like in a second Trump administration? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
As President Donald Trump's administration begins to take shape, U.S. agricultural stakeholders are wondering about the possibility of a second trade war due to potential tariff increases. Experts spoke on the topic during a U.S. trade outlook meeting with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. Andrew Brandt, director of trade policy for the U.S. Grain Council, says things could be a bit different during the second term.
I think that could be a little different, honestly. If you look at last time, it was 232-301, which is kind of a president-only authority granted in statute. They're now talking about Congress putting it perhaps more permanently. I don't know exactly what they will do, but they're potentially talking about higher tariffs as well as more broad tariffs for any import coming in. We don't know that for sure, but that is some of the things they were talking about, which I would say during the last Trump administration, I was on Capitol Hill. I would say they potentially are a little different. Now, the long-term impact of that, I don't know. I think from our perspective, I mean, the election was the election, and President-elect Trump has made no, he's not hiding what his plans are. I think we hope that, you know, this potential effort we're going to go through is a means to an end, and we don't end up with permanent tariffs, permanent retaliation. We hope that it is kind of a way of getting leverage to rebalance things that need to be rebalanced.
Kim Atkins, Director of Strategic Partnerships for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, says it's hard to know exactly what to expect.
For U.S. soy, certainly we are supporters of free and fair and open trade. As I mentioned, 60% of U.S. soy is exported. More than half of our U.S. soy exports go to China. So we are particularly interested in working with the administration to make sure that that access to the China market remains open. And I think phase one was particularly successful for U.S. soy, and we look forward to continuing to move in that path.
Shauna Morris, Executive Vice President of Trade Policy and Global Affairs for National Milk Producers Federation, says it's hard to know if the administration will follow the same blueprint from the first term.
I do think the common thread we're going to see, as others have mentioned, though, is use of this trade positioning, use of tariffs as leverage to try to move the ball forward. And our hope is that, as Dan mentioned, agriculture is able to work with the administration so that at the end of that process, it's advanced opportunities for our dairy exporters, for others across ag. We did see a number of cases of that last time, as I mentioned earlier, and we're looking forward to working with the administration to try to cultivate more of those in the next 4 years as well.
Those comments again made during the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City last week. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 4.6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending November 17th, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service. Above normal temperatures continued throughout Wisconsin. Precipitation events were common in the southern and eastern parts of the state. The corn for grain harvest continued for late planted corn. Fall tillage also continued where conditions allowed. Other activities included carrot harvesting, cranberry bog maintenance, supplemental livestock feeding, and manure application. grain that was harvested for corn at 94% complete, moisture content of corn harvested for grain at 16%. 94% of the winter wheat crop emerged. Winter wheat condition, it was rated at 73%, good to excellent. Wisconsin Governor Tony E. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski announced that according to a study by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Department of Agriculture and Applied Economics, between 2017 and 2022, the most current year data available, the Wisconsin agriculture production and food processing sectors increased 10.9% and contributed a combined $116.3 billion in economic impact in 2022. That's 14.3% of the state's total economic output. Now, the update also said that the agriculture industries provided 395,000 jobs and contributed a total of $116.3 billion to the economy annually. In partnership with the USDA's Risk Management Agency, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture will open the application period for crop insurance premium rebates for planting cover crops at noon on December 2nd. There is $800,000 or 160,000 acres of coverage to be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Recipients will receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops in 2024, then planted to an insurable crop the following year. Producers who receive state or federal cost sharing to plant cover crops in 2024 are not eligible for this year's program. Applicants will need to use their FSA 578 form to complete the application, and there is no limit on acres an applicant can apply for. Applicants should keep seed receipts and planting records, as the Department of Ag will conduct audits to ensure that cover crops were planted. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture or your local FSA office. The Wisconsin Pork Association is once again offering Youth Pig Project scholarships. The scholarships are designed to assist 4-H and FFA members in establishing swine projects that can lead to development of life skills and career opportunities in the Wisconsin pork industry. 4-H and FFA youth are eligible to apply for a $100 scholarship used to offset costs associated with their 2025 pig project. Scholarships will be awarded in three age divisions, ages 9 through 12, 13 through 15, and 16 through 19 as of January 1st. Through support from swine breeders and allied industry members around the state, the goal is to raise enough funds to support a minimum of 50 youth scholarships. Once selected, the youth are also asked to participate in an educational webinar to receive their scholarship funds. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Pork Association. During the fall, harvests are typically the biggest concerns on farmers' mind, but even in parts of the 9th District where crops looked bountiful, crop prices have been falling for the last 2 years, were a bigger worry this year. That according to an October survey of agriculture bankers by the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank. Above average yields may somewhat offset the lower commodity prices, a South Dakota banker said in the survey. The resulting financial stress on many operations will most likely be more noticeable this year. The survey asked about conditions from July through September, and respondents said farm incomes across the region overwhelmingly dropped. Spending on capital equipment also fell, though farm household purchases increased on balance. Tighter income pushed up demand for loans while the rate of loan repayments dropped. Loan renewal and extension activity increased, according to the Minneapolis Fed. Land values and cash rents also increased from a year earlier. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Scattered snow showers are expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have strong northwest winds as well. Now, after today, cold and dry weather will occur into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of snow. We'll have highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 64 to 69%. West winds at 11 to 16, gusting to around 30. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of snow, and we'll have lows 25 to 30, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, northwest winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of freezing drizzle or snow, highs 39 to 44, relative humidities at 70 to 75%, northwest winds at 18 to 23, gusting to 40. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. And for Monday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 35 to 40.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. That you ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast. Don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy, that I'm still strung out over you. Tell them anything you want to, just don't tell them all the truth. Yeah, don't tell them all the truth. Tell them all I'm out in Vegas, blowing every dollar I've made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, cause sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy. Yeah.
the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot, who flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all, swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. "We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief." Mayor says, "Use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his books. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm a
tell, no, I ain't to take you home with mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
I pray to God for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine, the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you can when teardrops fall. Tell the truth, except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks.
Sunshine, the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
look at me. There's tiny scars that you can't see. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine and the rain. No hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth so